captured by an enemy army and carried off to a distant land. This is what happened to a little Jewish girl who we know only as the Little Maid. Her story is found in the Bible, in 2 Kings chapter 5. She was made a slave of the great captain Naaman's wife. But this little maid is known for the fantastic miracle that happened because of her testimony of the God of Israel who heals. Our characters are the little maid and her mistress. Our scene takes place in a beautiful room in the captain's palace. In one corner of that room is something the little maid hates. It's a statue of the idol Rimmon.
Here's the room my mistress wants me to dust and clean. Oh, I love these bead curtains in the doorway. This room is so beautiful, except for this ugly old statue. Yuck! My mistress thinks it's a god. Eyes in it can't see, lips in it can't speak. What a dumb god you are. Oh, I think old Rimmon would look a lot better with a mustache. This feather duster looks good under his nose. What's that sound? Oh, my mistress is coming down the hall and she's crying. I'll dust this and straighten this pillow real quick.
Oh, great Rimmon! Hear my prayer and accept my gift of flowers that I lay at your feet. Oh, Rimmon, help us!
Oh, mistress, why are you so sad? I've noticed you crying so much lately.
Oh, little maid, I cry for my husband, the Captain Naaman, the commander of the great army of all Syria, the conqueror of all. But now, no one can help him.
What has happened? Has the captain been captured?
No. Not captured by man, but by a disease. Captain Naaman has leprosy. None of the doctors can help him. What can we do? What can we do? I know. I'll get my best jewels and give them to Rimmon. Then perhaps he will help us.
The mistress is gone. Captain Naaman has leprosy. Leprosy? Yippee! Serves him right. His skin will rot. Rot right off his bones and he'll get sicker and sicker. And he'll have to hide from people. And he'll die slow. Oh, isn't that grand? That will get him for making war against Israel and for taking me away from my mom and my dad and making me a slave in his house. And you stupid old statue, you can't do anything to help them. Only my God, the creator of all heaven and earth, can do anything like that, and they don't know him. But, well, maybe that isn't right. Maybe God would want Captain Naaman to be healed and all of Syria to know who really is God. Oh, God in heaven, what should I do? Well, here comes the mistress again. Look at all the jewelry she has. Wow!
Oh, great Rimmon! Help us! Hear my prayer! Here's all my jewelry. I fall at your feet and beg for help.
Oh, mistress, don't cry. I know how the captain can be healed.
You do? Quick, tell me, little maid. We'll try anything. Do you have a magic formula? Oh, you have been such a good servant. I trust what you say.
If my Lord Naaman can go to Samaria in Israel, there's a man there that can heal him. His name's Elisha, and he's a prophet of the God of Israel.
A prophet in Samaria? Oh, Samaria is such a long ways away. But I have heard about the God of Israel. Would your God heal the captain, an enemy of Israel?
If the captain can get there, I know Elisha will pray, and God will heal the captain.
I must go tell Captain Naaman. Wait for me here, little maid. I'll be right back.
Oh, it would have seemed good for, well, for something awful to happen to the captain. No, I know what will happen. When the captain is healed, they will be so grateful that they will let me go, and I can go home. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, maybe I just better wait and see what God wants done. Guess I should get back to my dusting.
Little maid, Captain Naaman is going to Israel. The king was there as I shared the news. The king is going to send a letter to the king of Israel. The captain is taking 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. Do you think that'll be enough?
Oh, mistress, I don't think Elisha wants silver or gold.
Everyone wants silver and gold. Oh, I hope the God of Israel will heal my husband.
He can, and he will, mistress. Don't you worry. He's the only true God.
Come, we must hurry and get everything ready for the long trip.
Oh, yes, mistress.
So Captain Naaman took all the gold, silver, clothing, servants and soldiers, and went to Samaria and Israel to see Elisha. A long time has passed, and the whole household is waiting impatiently for the news. Has Captain Naaman been healed? No one knows.
Here's that idol's room. I've got something for it. Well, you dumb statue, you sure have been ignored lately. The mistress has been praying to the only true God, and he'll answer her prayers. I've been telling her all about him. So there. Here's something for you. A cloth to hide your ugly old face. I'll just put it over you. Thumbs down on you. The Lord God of all heaven and earth is taking over now.
Little maid, little maid, little maid, where are you?
Here I am, mistress.
Little maid, I wanted you to be the first to know. Captain Naaman has just come back, and he's healed. He's healed.
I knew it. I knew God would do it.
His leprosy is gone. His skin is like a little baby's. It's so beautiful. Oh, let me hug you. Thank you for telling me about your God.
Oh, thank you, God. But how did it happen? Oh, tell me, mistress.
Well, the king wrote the letter, but the king of Israel thought he was just trying to start a fight. He didn't seem to know about the God who heals. But the prophet, oh, what is his name?
Elisha, Elisha, go on.
Oh, yes, Elijah. Well, he must have heard about Naaman's request. Or maybe God told him. Well, anyway, Elijah sent a letter to the king of Israel and told the king to send Naaman to him.
What happened then? Oh, quick, tell me!
Oh, stop jumping up and down and maybe I can. It was very strange. When Captain Naaman got to Elijah's house, he didn't see the prophet.
He didn't see Elisha? How did he get healed?
Elijah would not come to the door. He sent a servant to tell Captain Naaman to go and wash 7 times in the Jordan River. And then he would be healed.
Wash in the Jordan River? 7 times? Wow! Oh, what did the captain say?
Well, Captain Naaman was very angry. He had come all that distance. Elijah wouldn't see him, wouldn't take the gifts he had brought. Then to send him to the Jordan River to wash was just too much.
I didn't think Elisha would act like that.
Captain Naaman said he thought that Elijah would come out. Stand up, call on the name of the Lord.
wave his hands and heal him.
That's how I thought it would happen, too.
Well, the captain said, I won't wash in that filthy Jordan. The rivers of Damascus are clear and beautiful. I will wash in them.
Then he left Elijah's house in a rage.
Oh, dear. The captain has to obey what the prophet says, even if it sounds strange.
Well, he wasn't going to, but the servants talked him into it. They said, Oh, great one, after you have come all this way, if the prophet had bid you do something great, would you not have done it? Why not, then, wash and be clean?
And Captain Naaman did it! He would have to dunk in the river 7 times. I can just see it happening. Once in the water, he looks his skin over. Nothing. Down under the water for the 2nd time, 3 times, 4 times. I wonder if he held his nose. 5 times, 6 times, and then a big splash as he goes under the water for the 7th time. He comes out of the water. He looks at his skin. And he's healed! He's healed! Oh, thank you, God of all the world! I bet all the men were hugging and crying and dancing just like this!
Oh, little maid, you're going to hug me until I can't breathe.
But I do wish I could have been there to see it. I can't keep from touching his skin. It's so smooth and beautiful. Little maid, what have you done to the statue of Rimmon?
Oh, I covered him up. He's not a god.
Indeed he's not, as you have taught me and your god has proven. But let's not just cover him up. Let's get rid of him.
Really, mistress? Can I do it right now and have it burned?
You certainly can. The captain has brought back 2 mules loaded with dirt from Samaria so that he can sacrifice to the god of Israel.
Oh, mistress, I think I could push this old idol over.
All right, you can try, but be careful now. Don't let it fall on you.
Oh, I'll be so glad to get rid of this whole thing. Why, look, it's just wood covered with gold. Oh, it'll burn good. Oh, here are all your jewels, mistress.
Thank you, dear. Now that I've learned about the true and living God, how could I have ever believed that something made by man's hands was a god?
Oh, thank you, God in heaven, for healing Captain Naaman.
Thank you, my God. After you burn this idol, change your clothes and come to Captain Naaman's quarters. He wants to see you.
He wants to see me? Oh, yes, mistress. I'll be right there.
Captured by an enemy army and carried off to a distant land. This is what happened to a little Jewish girl who we know only as a little maid. Her story is found in the Bible, in 2 Kings chapter 5. She was made a slave of the great Captain Naaman's wife. But this little maid is known for the fantastic miracle that happened because of her testimony of the God of Israel who heals. Our characters are the little maid and her mistress. Our scene takes place in a beautiful room in the captain's palace. In one corner of that room is something the little maid hates. It's a statue of the idol Rimmon.
Here's the room my mistress wants me to dust and clean. Oh, I love these bead curtains in the doorway. This room is so beautiful, except for this ugly old statue. Yuck! My mistress thinks it's a god. Eyes in it can't see, lips in it can't speak. What a dumb god you are. Oh, I think old Rimmon would look a lot better with a mustache. This feather duster looks good under his nose. What's that sound? Oh, my mistress is coming down the hall and she's crying. I'll dust this and straighten this pillow real quick.
Oh, great Rimmon. Hear my prayer and accept my gift of life. flowers that I lay at your feet. Oh, Rimmon, help us!
Oh, mistress, why are you so sad? I've noticed you crying so much lately.
Oh, little maid, I cry for my husband, the Captain Naaman, the commander of the great army of all Syria, the conqueror of all. But now, no one can help him.
What has happened? Has the captain been captured?
No, not captured by man, but by a disease. Captain Naaman has leprosy. None of the doctors can help him. What can we do? What can we do? I know. I'll get my best jewels and give them to Rimmon. Then perhaps he will help us.
The mistress is gone. Captain Naaman has leprosy. Leprosy? Yippee! Serves him right. His skin will rot right off his bones, and he'll get sicker. And he'll have to hide from people, and he'll die slow. Oh, isn't that grand? That will get him for making war against Israel and for taking me away from my mom and my dad and making me a slave in his house. And you stupid old statue. You can't do anything to help them. Only my God, the creator of all heaven and earth, can do anything like that. And they don't know him. But, well, maybe that isn't right. Maybe God would want Captain Naaman to be healed and all of Syria to know who really is God. Oh, God in heaven, what should I do? Here comes the mistress again. Look at all the jewelry she has. Wow!
Oh, great Rimmon! Help us! Hear my prayer! Here's all my jewelry. I fall at your feet and beg for help.
Oh, mistress, don't cry. I know how the captain can be healed.
You do? Quick, tell me, little maid. We'll try anything. Do you have a magic formula? Oh, you have been such a good servant. I trust what you say.
If my Lord Naaman can go to Samaria in Israel, there's a man there that can heal him. His name's Elisha, and he's a prophet of the God of Israel.
A prophet in Samaria? Oh, Samaria is such a long ways away. But I have heard about the God of Israel. Would your God heal the captain, an enemy of Israel?
If the captain can get there, I know Elisha will pray, and God will heal the captain.
I must go tell Captain Naaman. Wait for me here, little maid. I'll be right back.
Oh, it would have seemed good for something awful to happen to the captain. No, I know what will happen. When the captain is healed, they will be so grateful that they will let me go, and I can go home. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, maybe I just better wait and see what God wants done. Guess I should get back to my dusting.
Little maid! Captain Naaman is going to Israel. The king was there as I shared the news. The king is going to send a letter to the king of Israel. The captain is taking 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. Do you think that'll be enough?
Oh, mistress, I don't think Elisha wants silver or gold.
Everyone wants silver and gold. Oh, I hope the God of Israel will heal my husband.
He can And he will, mistress. Don't you worry. He's the only true God.
Come, we must hurry and get everything ready for the long trip.
Oh, yes, mistress.
So Captain Naaman took all the gold, silver, clothing, servants and soldiers, and went to Samaria and Israel to see Elisha. A long time has passed, and the whole household is waiting impatiently for the news. Has Captain Naaman been healed? No one knows.
Here's that idol's room. I've got something for it. Well, you dumb statue, you sure have been ignored lately. The mistress has been praying to the only true God, and he'll answer her prayers. I've been telling her all about him. So there. Here's something for you. A cloth to hide your ugly old face. I'll just put it over you. Thumbs down on you. The Lord God of all heaven and earth is taking over now.
Little maid, little maid, little maid, where are you?
Here I am, mistress.
Little maid, I wanted you to be the first to know. Captain Naaman has just come back, and he's healed. He's healed.
I knew it. I knew God would do it.
His leprosy is gone. His skin is like a little baby's. It's so beautiful. Oh, let me hug you. Thank you for telling me about your God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. But how did it happen? Oh, tell me, mistress.
Well, the king wrote the letter, but the king of Israel thought he was just trying to start a fight. He didn't seem to know about the God who heals. But the prophet, what is his name?
Elisha, go on.
Oh, yes, Elijah. Well, he must have heard about Naaman's request. Or maybe God told him. Well, anyway, Elijah sent a letter to the king of Israel and told the king to send Naaman to him.
What happened then? Oh, quick, tell me!
Oh, stop jumping up and down and maybe I can. It was very strange. When Captain Naaman got to Elijah's house, he didn't see the prophet.
He didn't see Elisha? How did he get healed?
Elijah would not come to the door. He sent a servant to tell Captain Naaman to go and wash 7 times in the Jordan River, and then he would be healed.
Wash in the Jordan River? 7 times? Wow! Oh, what did the captain say?
Well, Captain Naaman was very angry. He had come all that distance. Elijah wouldn't see him, wouldn't take the gifts he had brought. Then to send him to the Jordan River to wash was just too much.
I didn't think Elisha would act like that.
Captain Naaman said he thought that Elijah would come out. Stand up. Call on the name of the Lord. Wave his hands and heal him.
That's how I thought it would happen, too.
Well, the captain said, I won't wash in that filthy Jordan. The rivers of Damascus are clear and beautiful. I will wash in them.
Then he left Elijah's house in a rage.
Oh, dear. The captain has to obey what the prophet says, even if it sounds strange.
Well, he wasn't going to, but the servants talked him into it. They said, Oh, great one, after you have come all this way, if the prophet had bid you do something great, would you not have done it? Why not, then, wash and be clean?
And Captain Naaman did it! He would have to dunk in the river 7 times. I can just see it happening. Once in the water, he looks his skin over. Nothing. Down under the water for the 2nd time, 3 times, 4 times. I wonder if he held his nose. 5 times, 6 times, and then a big splash as he goes under the water for the 7th time. He comes out of the water. He looks at his skin. And he's healed! He's healed! Oh, thank you, God of all the world! I bet all the men were hugging and crying and dancing just like this!
Oh, little maid, you're going to hug me until I can't breathe. But I do wish I could have been there to see it. I can't keep from touching his skin. It's so smooth and beautiful. Little maid, what have you done to the statue of Rimmon?
I covered him up. He's not a god.
Indeed he's not, as you have taught me and your god has proven. But let's not just cover him up. Let's get rid of him.
Really, mistress? Can I do it right now and have it burned?
You certainly can. The captain has brought back 2 mules loaded with dirt from Samaria so that he can sacrifice to the God of Israel.
Oh, mistress, I think I could push this old idol over.
All right, you can try, but be careful now. Don't let it fall on you.
Oh, I'll be so glad to get rid of this whole thing. Why, look, it's just wood covered with gold. Oh, it'll burn good. Oh, here are all your jewels, mistress.
Thank you, dear. Now that I've learned about the true and living God, how could I have ever believed that something made by man's hands was a god?
Oh, thank you, God in heaven, for healing Captain Naaman.
Thank you, my God. After you burn this idol, change your clothes and come to Captain Naaman's quarters. He wants to see you.
He wants to see me? Oh, yes, mistress. I'll be right there.